This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. Space engineering. Bob, what is Maxar?
Maxar is a satellite company. It's been around for many, many years, and it's, you know, various mergers and changes over decades. It had existed as a publicly traded stock company since 2017. However, in the last week or so, two different private investment firms purchased the stock and delisted it, removed it from the public stock exchange. So it's no longer publicly traded. It's now a private corporation again. They invested $6.4 billion to buy the company. That's really interesting. It suggests strongly to me, Maxar has been somewhat successful over the decades building satellites. But the willingness of a company to buy it off the stock market, to make it private, and to invest more than $6 billion to do it, suggests strongly that those private investors really do think the company has value, but more important, indirectly, they telling us about the strength of the emerging new commercial launch market. You're a satellite company, you got to get your satellites into orbit. If it's very expensive to launch them, it limits your customer base, and it also limits what you can do in space because it's going to cost so much to get into orbit. These investors are basically telling us that they are very confident they'll be able to launch satellites of all kinds, selling to customers, because the satellite the cost of launch is going down. That's what this tells us, John, and that's really significant.
Big Space is reorganizing. Lockheed Martin, why?
Well, this is part of that emerging small sat rocket industry, and Lockheed Martin wants in on it. Lockheed Martin's tried very hard as a big old space company to join this new emerging market. For example, it was a major investor in Rocket Lab, one of the more successful small sat rocket companies. It also was a major investor in the rocket startup called ABL, which they hope to launch their first rocket soon. And Lockheed Martin's given them a lot of contract work already. It's also realigned its satellite business extensively by investing in a small sat company like Maxar called Terran Orbital. So they have announced that they've reorganized their space divisions to better compete in the new commercial market. This happened this week. They're going to streamline their operations from 5 different divisions to 3. And the 3 are now going to be focused on commercial space, on classified military satellites, and then on military missile work. These are the 3 main areas Lockheed Martin makes its money, but by focusing them in only 3 divisions, they make things much more focused, and they can target the business much more effectively, I think. And it's a sign, once again, that the industry is being competitive and is trying to become efficient, and that's a good thing.
I have an image from Eric Berger's book about the startup of SpaceX once upon a time. And one of the young executives at SpaceX visited a big space company. I can't recall if it was Lockheed Martin, but the point doesn't matter in particular. The striking image is this. The executive walking on the floor, the factory floor of the big space company, saw magnificent machines everywhere. The best tool-making machines on the planet, compared to the startup, the sort of Mickey Rooney startup of Falcon, of building the Falcon engines back in the early part of this century. And what was striking to the executive as she looked around was that with all these magnificent machines, there was one person on the floor working. One. That's big space, Bob. That's the image I have. It's just an anecdote, but when you tell this story about Lockheed Martin reorganizing, get the floor filled with engineers and more engineers than beautiful machines and get back into the game of being competitive.
Well, their investment in small rocket companies like, you know, comparable to SpaceX in their innovative attacks is Lockheed's way of trying to do that, I think. And the company hasn't succeeded quite yet, but I give them credit for trying, and we'll have to see how that plays out. Let's go to the final game here. This is in Europe. Europe's failed attempt to become a new space player in the new rocket industry. The head head of Ariane Space, Stefan Israel, has finally kind of admitted that the Ariane 6 is a failure, their upgraded new expendable rocket. Back in 2015, when they first proposed this, they said, this is absurd. SpaceX is just developing reusability. You're going to make a new rocket to replace the Ariane 5. You should be making something that's reusable. And Stefan Israel at the time said, no, 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 that's a bad idea. It'll never work. Well, it has worked. And they can't get any business now for the Ariane 6. And so Europe is now adopting my recommendations of capitalism in space. You should become the customer, not the developer and operator of big space rockets like Ariane Space. You should instead buy it from the private market, and they want to do whatever they can to encourage private enterprise in Europe to start competing for European Space Agency business. It means that Stefan Israel and Ariane Space could very well become irrelevant in the very near future.
Does the Ariane system go away, Bob? 30 seconds.
It would, yeah. If this goes right, Ariane Space is not, this Ariane 6 rocket's going to die. It's, it just isn't competitive.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,